In self-rescue situations, you have to keep moving and cover those miles. Early morning is perfect for this, when temperatures can be between 10 and 20 degrees cooler.
Really, what a stick with this dry riverbed. You know, I'm confident there is going to be water here somewhere. You know, look, the tree's growing. It's just a question of keeping going and finding the right place. It's probably worth a little look here. It's just outside bend of a dry riverbed. Under overhanging rock. And it's always the last place that the water is left. You see it's getting a bit damp in here. See the different colour of the sand. But not really enough to get any water out of. We can find a better one than this. Let's keep going.
As the base of the dry riverbed changes from sand to impervious bedrock, the chances of finding standing pools of water become far greater. It's like striking gold. In an arid wilderness of baking rocks, a pool like this would be a lifesaver to the desert survivor.
So probably about 20 foot down there. But it's quite clear. I can see the bottom. It's about 6 foot. Just shallow jump. We go in. Shoot my legs out horizontal. Okay, get in.